Good morning, this is Harry in Unity with your 11 AM Zedlines. In local news, a body has been found in a private residence in Willowin in Brisbane's Inner North. Detectives are investigating an initial report at 2:30 PM on Wednesday. Police described the person's death as undetermined as forensic crews combed through the scene on Thursday. A QPS spokesperson said it was too early to determine if the death was suspicious.
Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has accused the Albanese government of pork barrelling Labor seats in the southern states due to the recent controversies over infrastructure cuts. The Federal Infrastructure Minister, Catherine King, has reportedly become concerned Queensland could be hit hard by the infrastructure cuts while key works in the southern states are exempt from such cuts. The Lord Mayor stated, quote, Anthony Albanese solemnly promised Australians before the election he wouldn't play political games with infrastructure, and now he's doing just that, end quote.
In national news, an extensive police operation has been launched on the New South Wales mid-north coast after reports of a shooting and series of incidents. Police say shots were fired from a ute believed to be a dark-coloured Mercedes dual cab seen driving erratically across the Manning Great Lakes and mid-north coasts since early hours of Thursday morning. Police have confirmed one driver has been injured by a gunshot wound sustained by the alleged driver of the ute. One of two southbound lanes of the Pacific Highway on Wharf Road, Cundaberg, south of Kempsey, were closed as part of a police operation, however, have now been reopened. People are being urged not to approach the vehicle if spotted and to immediately contact police on 000.
An independent audit of Australian supermarkets found they are not doing enough to cut down on plastic waste. The audit found issues including where buying wasteful packaging was incentivized for consumers because loose products tend to be more expensive than those packaged in plastic. Buying loose products also tends to decrease food waste as consumers can buy how much they actually need, according to Associate Professor Tilman Bowerman, a University of Wollongong expert in circular economies and plastic waste. The doctor also explained how Aldi likely came out on top of the other supermarkets because it was following the European model standards for reducing waste.
In international news, a radio journalist in the southern Philippines has been fatally shot in a studio in a brazen attack, witnessed by people watching the program live on Facebook. The gunman gained entry into the home-based radio station of Juan Jimelin in the provincial news broadcaster known as DJ Johnny Walker by pretending to be a listener. The attacker shot him twice during the live morning broadcast in the Calamban town, snatching the victim's gold necklace before fleeing on a motorcycle with a companion who had been waiting outside, police said. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. strongly condemned the shooting and said he has ordered the national police to track down, arrest, and prosecute the killers. Marcos said in a statement, quote, Attacks on journalists will not be tolerated in our democracy, and those who threaten the freedom of the press will face the full consequences of their action, end quote.
Fair weather today. Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 AM. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
VMAC presents a powerfully different season of provocative arts, including
Africa.